Step into the world of Sizzle and Chill, where I, Dr. Schreier, take you on a captivating healing voyage each week. Explore state-of-the-art approaches to rejuvenate your body and mind. Our mission is to bring you the finest treatments and therapies for complete healing.
Hi, this is Dr. Schreier with Sizzle and Chill Del Rey. This is a podcast that takes place inside of a sauna and a cold plunge. Sometimes I'm by myself, sharing tips about healthy habits and happiness, and sometimes I'm interviewing guests about the same topics. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about my story, my journey with chiropractic, because I am a chiropractor for the last 11 years, but the story starts a long time before that, and there's a lot of misconceptions about chiropractic. I think most people either love or hate chiropractic, and most of the people that hate it have either never been or maybe only been one time and had a bad experience. So I want to share some research, some science, some testimonials of patients that I've seen. I have patients that come from Miami for this treatment and drive an hour to an hour and a half each way, you know, weekly for this treatment. I have people that come from Orlando and Melbourne because the fact is that there's not that many upper cervical chiropractors in the whole country. I'm one of only a few in South Florida. And people will travel when they know something like this works. And, you know, to let you know if it works, you know, this is an example is that I have, you know, dozens of patients that drive, you know, hour to sometimes 3 hours each way for this treatment. And it's not only at the beginning when they're dealing with symptoms, but it's after the symptoms already go away, they still come in for maintenance care, you know, sometimes once a month, sometimes every couple of months, because they want to make sure that the symptoms stay away. So one of the big symptoms is vertigo, dizziness, lightheadedness. Another one is migraines. You know, so you've seen countless migraine patients where they've been on Imitrex and all these medications, Botox, and there's people that those things do work for, but there's people that nothing works for, and chiropractic, and specifically upper cervical chiropractic, typically does the job really well. Not everybody gets 100% better. We still have people that have symptoms, but not as severe, not as often. They don't take medications anymore. But then there's sometimes where we hit it out of the park and, you know, somebody doesn't have any symptoms anymore, which, you know, we always love. Over my course of my career, since 2012, I've seen thousands of patients, and I realize that there are certain patients I find that respond really well to upper cervical care, like the migraines, or the vertigo, anxiety, depression, vagus nerve problems, digestive issues. But I also see people that were in need of traditional chiropractic care, sometimes for back pain and neck pain, or herniated discs, pinched nerves. So that's something that we do too now, is my practice has evolved over time, and now we do upper cervical care, but I also practice full spine adjustments with some patients. So it's really tailored to the individual patient, what they need, and we have therapies in addition that help speed up the healing process. When I was younger, I used to get headaches, and eventually those turned into migraines. When I got a migraine, it would get so bad to the point that I would have to be in a dark room. I would have to, you know, take a cold bath. I had to take medication, and it really affected my life. I remember, you know, every time that I got a migraine, it was horrible. The pain wouldn't go away until I, you know, went to sleep. Most of the time when I woke up, it would be gone, but it could happen, you know, weekly, where I was getting these migraines that would affect, you know, my ability to do activities, hang out with friends, family, and, you know, got to the point where, you know, I went to doctors, got MRIs, and nothing showed up. I don't know if anybody has ever been to a doctor for a health problem and they said everything looks normal, but you're struggling with the symptoms for, you know, years and years. So unfortunately in the medical realm, a lot of times if, you know, nothing shows up in the tests, they either say, you know, it's in your head, or they just don't know what to do. And it's not their fault, but a lot of the times it's just because that's the training. There's no other solutions. And I'm so happy I had my best friend, his mom worked for a chiropractor, and they said, why don't you try chiropractic? And like a lot of you at home, you might be thinking, why would a teenager go to a chiropractor for migraines? That doesn't make sense. The doctors didn't recommend that. You know, chiropractors are mainly known just for, you know, back pain and neck pain. But my family, I'm happy, decided to bring me in. And within a month, my migraines disappeared. It completely transformed my life. No more medications, no more days spending in bed, trying to sleep off a migraine, no more doctors, no more MRIs. It radically changed my life. Not only that, but I noticed that I had more energy. I was thinking more clearly. I just felt normal. There was these tensions in my body that I didn't even realize was there. But once I got under chiropractic care, that was like an added bonus, an added benefit. And I see that with a lot of patients that I take care of too, which I'll go into, you know, why and all the things that it can benefit. But it got rid of my migraines. They've never come back. And, you know, that was my first experience with chiropractic. When I got better from migraines back then when I was a teenager, I actually decided that I wanted to be a chiropractor when I was a teenager. I thought, wow, I get to, you know, help people feel better. I can help them get rid of their migraines or back or neck pain. I also thought, how cool is this? I get to use my hands as part of my job. And also I saw, you know, a lot of chiropractors, they have really good schedules. They have long lunches. A lot of them take off Fridays and don't work on the weekends. So I was like, this sounds pretty cool. I think this is for me. So back then when I was a teenager, I decided, fast forward going through high school and college. When I got to college, since I already knew I wanted to be a chiropractor, I actually worked for a chiropractor throughout chiropractic, and that was an amazing experience. I got to see, you know, behind the scenes of how a chiropractic office works. I did a lot of what are called spinal screenings, where I went out into the community to health fairs, to events, set up a table, and I was able to interact with the community and share my story and the chiropractic story so that people knew that they could get help when they might think that they're out of options. This was really eye-opening because when I was out in the community doing these health fairs and things, I would sometimes run into people that said, I love chiropractic, they saved my life. But a lot of times too, I would run into people that said, chiropractic, you know, is that like a real doctor or is that scientific? And at the time, you know, I didn't really know how to answer that question. I'd never really faced you know, questioning or adversity, but I quickly realized that I had to, you know the answer to that. So while I was, you know, in college and then chiropractic school, I really wanted to learn the ins and outs of the history of chiropractic and the research behind it. And surprisingly, there is a decent amount of research, not as much as, you know, as medications or because pharmaceutical companies pay money for studies, and they were able to pay millions and billions of dollars. But if you think about the chiropractic field, who's paying for research? It's not individual chiropractic offices. We're not all paying, you know, millions of dollars to get this research done so that people know about it. So a lot of it's done by chiropractic schools or government grants. But if you're wondering why there's not a ton of research behind chiropractic, that's why, because we don't have lobbyists in Congress and we don't have billion-dollar industries that are paying for these studies that sometimes could be not false, but you know, manipulated to look really good. But there is a lot of research and the science behind it. The way that chiropractic works is we're not really spine doctors, but we're doctors of the nervous system. The spine protects your spinal cord and nerves, and that attaches to your brain right at the brainstem level, and that travels all the way down your spine, and those nerves go out to every part of your body. So it can cause back pain and neck pain, but also those nerves go down your legs and your arms. So if you have something like numbness or tingling, burning sensations, neuropathies, that's a nerve problem usually coming from the spine. On top of that, the nerves that come from the spinal cord and the spine also go to your all of your organs. So for all those to function, your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, your digestive system to move food through it and out the other end, your body has to send signals from the nerves in your spine to all those organs. So I've seen people with digestive issues that got chiropractic that got better. I've seen people with asthma or breathing problems that got better from chiropractic care without any other medical intervention, which is really cool. So if you think about it, it's a simple concept that the nervous system is what regulates and heals your body or makes sure it's functioning normal. And chiropractors remove pressure from the nervous system so that your body can function normally. So that's, you know, one of the things that I love about chiropractic. It's complex, but it's also very simple. So when I was going through college, I really studied hard to learn how to explain that to people that are not in the chiropractic field. And I think I've gotten pretty good at it. I did those, you know, screenings and worked in an office as like an assistant, doing therapies for, you know, 3 years. And I learned a lot about chiropractic and a lot about, you know, running a chiropractic office. Went through chiropractic school, learned the technique, which if anybody's wondering how we learn how to do adjustments, if it's safe, we practice on each other. So if it's safe enough for a student that's just learning for the first time and we're practicing on other students, nobody gets injured, nobody breaks bones, nobody, you know, I've never seen anybody get a stroke. Chiropractic is super safe. And we'll address any concerns you have about the safety in a few minutes. But, you know, it's safe enough that learning on each other, I felt confident and we never had an issue with anybody in the school. And I've never heard about any stories of people getting, you know, injured or permanently injured while they were getting adjustments while they're learning how to treat people. The interesting thing about chiropractic is I didn't realize there are so many different techniques. So if you go to like, say a podiatrist, they mainly do like the same thing. So they're trained in the same techniques, they do the same treatments and therapies. But chiropractic is pretty unique where it has over 100 different techniques. And what I mean by that is there's different ways to adjust the spine. So some of them are, you know, deep adjustments. Some are very superficial, light adjustments that you barely even feel. Some work from the sacrum in the low back. Some work only on the upper cervical spine in the upper neck. And a whole range in between. Some work on postural correction. Some work on fixing scoliosis. There's literally over 100 techniques. So, sometimes it bothers me when somebody tells me that they don't like chiropractic or that they had a bad experience and they just never tried it again after going one time. And I'll say that there's good and bad practitioners in every field, whether it's chiropractic, medicine, lawyers, attorneys, accountants. Every field out there, there's good and bad ones. So if you had a bad experience, just keep searching. You'll find a good one. So while I was in school, I realized there's tons of techniques out there that help people get better with chiropractic. And I wanted to find out what got the best results. What I discovered was that the point where the brain meets the spinal cord, which is the brainstem right up here, was the most concentrated area of nerves in your entire body. And there's actually a wing of chiropractic called upper cervical care that focuses just on these top two bones in the neck called the atlas and the axis, along with balancing the head. coming from getting my whole spine adjusted and cracked, like people like to say, to hearing about a technique that you're only putting a gentle pressure to the top bone of the neck, and sometimes it feels like nothing's even happening during the adjustment. I thought that was crazy and out there. But what I was seeing going through school is that there was patients and types of symptoms that I would be treating people, or I would see patients go into chiropractors and not get better. But then when they researched and found out about upper cervical care, they found out these practitioners. Sometimes they're driving, you know, hours to get there. Sometimes they're flying to a different state or even country. And then the upper cervical care resolved their issues. And I thought, this is crazy. You know, why isn't everybody doing this? But what I realized is that it takes a lot of extra training, time, dedication, and also learning how to explain this technique to patients. A lot of people, if you've been to a chiropractor, just used to being like cracked and manipulating the bones, which for a lot of people helps them and gets rid of their aches and pains. But for difficult cases that don't respond to traditional chiropractic care, I found that this upper cervical care was the answer. There's a few different techniques I'm trained in two. One is called NUCA, the National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, and one is called Blair. They have different techniques, but focus on the same goal, which is aligning the upper cervical spine up here. And the reason is because it's called like the mouth of God, where your brainstem flows, goes through the bones. And if that bone is out of place, that atlas bone, it puts pressure to those nerves, affects blood flow going up into the brain, this whole chain reaction. It also affects your whole posture. So many people I've seen, we do an adjustment to the upper neck and their low back pain gets better, or their sciatica, or their numbness in their big toe. Pretty powerful stuff. So this is what I gravitated towards in school. When I got out of chiropractic school, that's what I primarily focused on and did treatments to patients with. And the reason why I'm doing the my podcast is on chill in a sauna and cold plunge is because there are tons of health benefits, and research after research is showing the benefits with sleep, mood, energy, and overall you just feel better. Through these episodes, I'm going to be sprinkling in the benefits of cold plunging and sauna and how it's improved my life. But today we'll get back to chiropractic. So once I started practice, I really was focused on honing in and getting good at this upper cervical care, which I was talking about a minute ago. It takes a lot of extra training, practice, equipment, expensive x-ray equipment and alignment and different practices that we do. The first, I think 5-6 years of practice, I was going to conferences, 2-4 times a year just to learn these techniques better. But I did it because I knew that patients needed it. And I'm happy to say that it paid off. Just to talk about some of the testimonials that I've seen and the types of cases that I see. We see people that, with this upper cervical care, it helps with a lot of things, but the biggest things that I've seen it help with are vertigo. Not only just the spinning vertigo where somebody wakes up and they're spinning and they're throwing up, but chronic vertigo more often than not. This is the type of vertigo where somebody, wakes up, they're having spinning or dizziness or feeling off balance or lightheaded. They go to a doctor like an ENT or a neurologist. They do all the scans, MRI, CT scans of their brain, and they're told everything looks normal. They go to PT. They do something called the Epley maneuver to balance these crystals in your inner ear, and everything looks normal. But the patient continues to struggle, and it's one of the most debilitating symptoms that I see in my office because it affects every part of your life, from going to sleep to eating to just being focused in the moment. A lot of people have brain fog with it. Most people have anxiety or depression because they feel like they can't live a normal life.
All right. Ah.
This is everyone's favorite part, is the cold plunge. You see it all over TikTok and Instagram. I think it's trendy not only because it looks pretty cool, but also because it has amazing health benefits. The people that are doing these videos aren't just doing it to show off, but to show you that you should really try it. Some of the benefits from cold plunging are improved mood, improved sleep, decreased pain and inflammation. Now, just as an example, my right hip, my right SI joint in my back had been hurting me for months. Thought it was from running, thought it was from my bed having like a dip. I almost got a new bed and spent thousands of dollars, changed my shoes. Nothing was working. But a few months ago when I started cold plunging every day, the pain went away within a week. And, you know, I don't think it's just coincidence. I know it's from this and the sauna. But the cold plunge is something, you know, quick and easy you can do every day. It gets easier as you do it more. You might see people that, you know, are so cold in there that they can't talk. But I don't know if it's because I'm on video or what. But, you know, I can carry on a conversation. And, you know, you'll see when I have guests on that, you know, if they, even if they've never done it before, you know, everybody's made it through so far. And it's 36 degrees right now. So it is getting a little harder. But yeah, definitely try the cold plunging. Back to chiropractic. You know, we see, you know, I've seen thousands of patients over the last 11 years. I have over 640 Google reviews from people that have been happy with our treatment. There's, you know, over 100,000 chiropractors and millions of people that use chiropractic every day. I'm so happy it's becoming more mainstream and people are really accepting it. We even have medical doctors that come in for treatment. We, you know, we have referrals that we, you know, send to medical doctors and they refer to us. So it's becoming more holistic where people are realizing the benefits. And, you know, I think it's because of patient testimonials. You know, it can only be so many people before you think, hey, maybe it's not just in, you know, all their heads and millions of people. You know, sometimes people say, well, maybe it's just a placebo effect. Well, if, you know, somebody's been in pain for years and years and a placebo effect gets them better, you know, who cares? But I know it's not a placebo effect. You know, there's a physical, you know, pressure when the spine is out of alignment and it affects the nervous system. And when we take that pressure off, the body heals. join me next week. I'm going to have special guest Matt Williams on. He's a personal trainer. He's owner of a protein bar company called FroPro. He loves cold plunging. He's an advocate for sharing about health and wellness and helps people get out of addiction. So I'm really excited to have him on. I've known him for years. And tune in next week.
We appreciate you sizzling and chilling with us today on this episode. To stay connected, consider showing your support by following, sharing, and awarding us a sizzling 5-star review on platforms like Apple or Spotify. Remember, you can participate in our weekly $1,000 raffle by submitting a review to Apple or Spotify and leaving a comment on the current YouTube episode. Check the episode description for instructions. You can reach us at www.drelan.com, D-R-E-L-A-N. Drop an email at info@drelan.com. Stay happy, healthy, and abundant.